traded by the internet, be assured RDI Diamonds does not.
RDI Diamonds, New York. This is Scott. Can I help you?
Yeah, Scott. I'm wondering first if Mike Sirianni is available by chance.
Let me see if I can grab him. Hold on one second. Is this Greg?
It is.
Hold on, sir.
With an RDI Diamond, take a look at your current inventory. Do you see that feel like they've become a part of the family? With RDI Diamond, you can.
Greg, it looks like he's on his line. Is this something I can help you with, or can I have him call you right back?
Yeah, you can probably help me. I know we talked already, and Mike's just always been a great guy for us. But you guys are a team over there. I know. So
oh yeah, he'll get taken care of.
Yeah. So, question is, 2-carat heart cut. I know we've talked, and the same customer, and I honestly don't even know if this is a real. Call or if, but the guy's called me multiple times now, and now we're kind of down to brass tacks as to price. 2-carat heart cut. What have you got that is going to be priced to where I can sell a stone at $15,000 to the customer, if anything?
Heart isn't a shape that we stock a ton of. I own one that's out that I can throw at you, and we'll kind of go from there if that works for you.
Yeah. What? Give me the numbers on it just so I know.
It's a 203.
I mean, again. Okay.
Yeah. It's a 203 F as in Frank SI1 GIA. Measures nice, 9.05 by 7.69. Excellent none. I mean, it checks all the boxes. Weight, clean, pretty. It's a little bit over where I think you're looking at. It's 14,058.
Okay.
Now, where is your wiggle room as far as color and clarity to keep you? You said you need
well,
to sell it for 15.
Yeah, well, I will tell them about that stone, but that I think that's going to be over their budget. So, the question really is, before we do anything, sending any stones at all, if there's anything that comes into that price point, just to tell them, here, this is the stone that you should buy, at that FSI-1. That's the stone you should buy. But if you only want to spend $15,000, this is what you're going to get. And then let them know those options, if we have any. And then I'll let you know if we need to see anything.
All right, here's the deal. The hearts, I don't stock a ton. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a feeler out. I'm going to do what we call a diamond queue. Where are you comfortable color and clarity with?
Well, I would like to be no less than an SI2 and no less than an I color, if at all possible, to stay in that price budget. But again, it's going to be what's available, and does it even look like a heart at that point?
No. I got you 100%. Cert doesn't
and
matter.
So that's kind of where we're at. I'd love to say I want to see that stone, but I don't want to do that until I talk to the customer.
No. I understand. I wouldn't do that.
I want to give them a couple choices if there are any.
All right, let me ask you this. What's a comfortable cost for you? Are you thinking 12? Are you thinking 10?
I would say that's the max that I could probably do and still, if I make 3 on it, that's probably the lowest I'd want to go.
Okay, and not knowing you, I got to ask, right? You said I plus and SI 2 plus. I would shoot for white and I clean. I'd like to say, yeah, I think we can do this all day. Don't know for sure. So I'm going to throw this at our buyer.
Yep.
We're going to do a little work on our end to see where we can be at max 12.
Yeah.
And either myself or Mike are going to call you back.
And then if it's an I-1, it's an I-1. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I've got a 150 I-1 here that's a pretty I-1 for $6,000. So we got to find something in between.
It's
got to be bigger.
It's got to be a 2-carat, and then like I said, if it is what it is, then they just that's what you're at, and they're not going to find it anywhere. We're barking up the wrong tree. But if we can at least give them a couple choices and say this is what you can get for that, and this is what you should buy, then I can give you a call back if they're interested in looking.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to throw this at my buyer, and either myself or Michael will call you back as soon as we know what's going on. Typically, if it was a round or an oval, I'd have a bunch of them to talk about.
I totally get it. I appreciate you making the call, but I don't even want to go any further than just a phone call until I get some definitive, and I might even want to get, at this point, after all the dicking around they've been giving me, I might want to get a deposit before I have you send anything. So we'll see. But just give me a shout. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Oh, you got it.
All right.
I'm on it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye now.